Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a new way of constructing Ohio homes. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. In the small northwest Ohio city of Wampanoag, one house stands apart. It may look like those that surround it, but its construction is different. Instead of being built brick by brick, it was 3D printed. Its creators, Sustainable Concrete Innovations, say they plan to use 3D printers to spur on a wave of homemaking in the region. And it's not the only company with that idea. Pantheon Innovative Builders in Youngstown and Vitruvian in Columbus both want to create more affordable housing in the state with this technology. Lisa Burris is a civil engineering professor at Ohio State University who researches the tech. She joins us now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So for those of us who might have some trouble wrapping our minds around what a 3D printed home is, help us understand, how does it work?
We are going to build a house very similar to the Play-Doh systems that we used when we were kids. So you put concrete material in the top of essentially an extrusion machine and squish it out into a very specific shape. We're going to lay it down layer by layer, kind of go around the outside and the inside to create all the normal walls and columns and beams that we would have in a typical concrete house.
Gotcha. And Ohio's not the only state to try this. Texas, Iowa, Virginia all have examples of this tech. What's the benefit of 3D printing a house instead of building it?
One of the biggest challenges, I think, right now with the construction industry is a lack of having enough labor. And so there's a lot of demand and a lot of delay in construction. So 3D printing is now being explored as an answer to that. Instead of having a team of people to build a house, we can use this machine, program in the design and the shape that we want, and hit a button, and the machine will do a lot of that construction work for us. Between the labor and the time savings and the material savings, one of the biggest reasons that we would want to use 3D printing is the cost savings that's a part of this.
Mm. And are these houses as sturdy as those built traditionally? Are there any problems that might crop up specifically because of the way they're built?
There are a lot of questions that still need to be answered in general about 3D printing. I would say from my experience working and researching concrete that it is one of the more durable and stronger materials that you could build a home out of. You shouldn't be afraid to have a concrete 3D printed house, but there are a lot of questions about how to install reinforcement to increase the flexural strength. It's a wild west, and we are still working on answering those questions as we speak.
You mentioned this as, you know, a faster and cheaper way to build housing, and many people are heralding this as a new tool for affordable housing. We're even starting to see some Ohio cities, like Cleveland, propose to acquire large 3D printers for this purpose. Still, it's not yet common. Why? What are the barriers there?
Well, working with the concrete itself there's a lot of barriers to that. You're going to need a material that can stay fluid for as long as possible so that it doesn't clog up your pump line. But then you need something that as soon as you print it out, sets up and begins to gain strength. It's quite a puzzle and an engineering challenge right now. There's also just not a lot of people doing this work. And so there's very limited opportunity to do those experiments. The more money you can put into something to pay for those experiments, the more likely I think that you figure out what the best solution is at a faster time frame. So I would anticipate that we do start to see things soon, but we'll have a continuation of improvement over time.
That's Lisa Burris, civil engineering professor at Ohio State University. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.